This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Diversion Audio. On the last episode of The Royals of Malibu.
I have another offer.
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
You can have everything. Okay, custody of me, power over my trust, just please leave the royals alone.
You think I don't see you staring at me around the house, at school, when you're talking to him?
I'm being obsessive, but I love her though.
Val, this is not a healthy love.
I'm sorry, Callum. I didn't want to make a huge scene, but this is over.
That's all you got?
Let go of me, you fucking bitch!
What the fuck just happened? Brooke just hit me. Like, she actually just fucking hit me. My neck is red from when she pinned me to the wall. I have a scratch on my cheek, probably from one of her fucking talons. Sorry, excuse me.
Ella, hey, I wanted to talk to you. Whoa, you okay?
Brooke went full Ronda Rousey on me in the bathroom. I'm kind of in shock.
She hit you? Let me see.
She hit me and then she tried to fucking strangle me. Brooke is going to kill someone tonight.
This scratch is from her? And this mark on your neck?
Yes, Reed! Yes, that's what I'm trying to say!
I'm sorry. It's okay. Come here, come here. Maybe it's time for you to call it a night. You should go home, get some rest, let us deal with Brooke.
You know me. You know that's not going to happen. I'm not leaving you to deal with this on your own.
Okay, fine. But you look like you're about to pass out. What do you need?
I don't know. Can you just hug me again?
Yeah. Yeah, Al, I can do that.
When Reed wraps his arms around me, I finally feel myself start to relax. My body fits perfectly against his. I missed this. I needed this.
Sorry. He's looking over here.
Right. Isaac.
I just want to say, I don't want to make things harder for you.
Why are you being so nice?
Because Brooke just tried to murder you?
Yeah. I need to, I have to go talk to someone.
Right. I wonder who.
Sorry.
You know, you can just be with who you want to be with.
It's more complicated than that.
Is it, though?
What about you leaving for college? What about Callum? What about the constant drama we're always dealing with?
Are those the only reasons you haven't picked me?
Obviously, there are more reasons.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Yeah, I just forget what they are when I look at you.
Well, then, just keep looking at me.
I shouldn't have said that. I'm walking away now. Bye, Reed.
a fool, Callum. You've lost the war and you don't even know it.
Shit! Before I can find Isaac, I overhear Dinah going off on Callum. And I realize that I never told Callum about my decision to move in with Dinah, hand over my trust, and finally make this lawsuit end.
We'll let the judge decide that.
Don't be so sure.
Hello, Ella, darling. Feel free to come home with me tonight if you're too exhausted by these royals.
Why would she do that?
Callum.
You haven't told him.
Told me what?
Oh, I'll let you share the news, my darling.
Ta!
I'm sorry I had to deal with her, Ella. I didn't know Brooke invited her.
I hear if you look in the mirror and say her name 3 times, she just suddenly appears.
I wish it was that easy to get rid of her.
Oh, has anyone tried driving a stake through her heart?
Why did she think you would be going home with her, Ella? Did you tell her something?
Yeah. We can have this conversation later, though, don't you think? I mean, you're already having a terrible night, and...
Tell me what happened. Did she threaten you? Did she hurt you? And what happened to your face?
I'm going to move in with Dinah.
You want to leave us?
No. Oh my God, no. Of course not. Okay, you've been the best guardian I could have wanted. I love all of you so much.
Then why?
It's the only way to make this end. Okay, she will spend every dime of her ridiculous net worth to litigate all of us to death. The only way to stop her is to give in.
You don't have to do this. I'm happy to keep fighting her. I'll get more lawyers, better lawyers.
If I live with her for 6 months, she'll feel like she won something over you and she'll leave both of us alone. But if I don't do this, she will never stop.
You're a kid. You don't understand the implications of what you're doing. If you agree to be adopted by her legally, even for the last 6 months of your adolescence, she will have control.
She'll have control of my trust. A trust that I didn't even know existed until a few months ago. I'm tired of this hanging over my head, and I'm tired of watching her hurt you, Callum.
I won't allow this. As your guardian, I forbid you.
I'm 17, and you're my temporary guardian, right? Legally? The judge is going to let me choose. This is what I choose, Callum.
Hi, Mr. Royal. Sorry to interrupt.
Isaac, what are you doing?
I just wanted to let you know that Brooke is in the dressing room throwing furniture. She was screaming about you and your kids and your ex-wife, I think. So I thought you would want to know.
Thank you. This conversation isn't over, Ella.
Maybe you should wait till she cools off?
She's the mother of my child.
Callum, wait! She's not even pregnant. He has no idea. This entire night is a fucking mess.
Are you joking? What happened to your face?
It's fine. It's nothing.
You're looking rough, Ella. Beautiful, of course, but these royals really do a number on you.
Yeah, tell me about it. The stress is gonna make my hair fall out.
So, what if you left?
Yeah, I know, but the party's going to end soon, so I can push through.
No, I mean, what if you left Malibu? Come back to San Francisco with me.
I can't do that.
Callum knows me now. He knows I'm gonna look out for you. He won't send the feds. In 6 months, you're an adult anyway. You can leave all of this behind.
You think I should go back to being a bikini barista with 5 roommates?
You're not going to be dealing with all of that alone. I'm going to be there helping you. And anyway, we were happy in SF, weren't we? Even when you had 5 roommates.
Yeah, we were.
My job needs me back on Monday, so I'm leaving tomorrow morning. I think you should come with me.
I don't know. Part of me really, really wants to.
Think about it. But don't think too long.
Isaac kisses my cheek and leaves me standing alone. Even though I've tried to keep him out of the messy parts of my life, he can see how hard it's been for me ever since I came back to Malibu. Between Brooke, Dinah, and all the royal drama, I'm starting to wonder if coming back here was a mistake. Maybe I would be happier with Isaac after all.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliahi was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read, a podcast about the books that built our souls. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. Don't miss it. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hannah to Jhumpa Lahiri, Susie Essman, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they talk, they share. You can join us on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes content and giveaways at You Are What You Read Podcast and at Adriana Trigiani. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your wallflower era. Why are you hiding in the coat check?
People keep assuming I work here, and tips are tips. And besides, I'm not here for me.
I'm here for her.
Savannah?
So, Ella, I may owe you an apology.
I didn't think you were coming tonight.
Even though Easton doesn't want me here, my invite was somehow not revoked. I technically still is plus one.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, whatever.
Have you talked to Easton since he got out of the hospital?
No. That's why I came, but I can't get myself to talk to him. I haven't answered his texts or calls, which makes me feel like such a bitch, but he scared the shit out of me.
Oh, Savannah.
I know I'm not the one who OD'd, and I'm so not trying to make this about myself. I swear. But Easton has some shit he needs to figure out. And I want to be there for him. I do. But I can't be there if... I know.
It's hard.
It's so hard. I can't believe I'm crying at a party like a real housewife.
Savannah, be real. How much reality TV do you watch when we're not around?
None! She listens to me talk about reality TV and uses context clues to make her little jokes. She's a reality TV poser. I prefer more stimulating hobbies. Sue me. Well, don't. You can't afford a legal team that could compete with mine.
And she's back.
Ella, I need to apologize for my... for everything. I've been demonic to you. And it made sense to me in the moment, but I think that was my blind rage talking instead of my prefrontal cortex. Give me an estimate for your emotional damages, and maybe we can negotiate something.
Savannah, that is not how friendship works. I forgive you, and my forgiveness costs $0.
Huh. Working class people do things differently, I guess.
Yes. But I'm not going to be as nice the next time I'm the target of your mental breakdown. I will throw you in the pool again.
Who's that? Brooke asking for you to meet behind the bleachers?
No, it's Reed. He says... Oh my God. He says they found the original video.
The actual sex tape with Brooke and Callum?
Yeah, like pre-edited. Holy fuck. He says for all of us to meet him in the... kitchen freezer? Okay, is my entire friend group in here? Reed, Easton, Savannah, Val. Isaac, you don't have to put yourself through this.
I'm sorry, which tech genius do you think found the video?
How do you know about the video?
Can someone tell me why the hell we're doing this in a freezer? There's gotta be a warmer hiding place.
I know the catering guys, so they let us in here for a couple minutes.
Damn, we probably should have asked Isaac to help like 2 months ago. Does the light work, though?
Yeah, it's dark as fuck in here, and someone's manicure just poked my boob!
Oh, sorry, that was me.
I can't find the light switch.
It doesn't matter. Let's just watch the video before we freeze to death. Isaac, play it.
Oh, I hate this already. Old people shouldn't be allowed to have sex.
They're not old, old. Anyway, Callum's a zaddy.
Ugh. God, that's it. I'm gonna relapse.
Oh, ew, Savannah.
I'm just saying what we were all thinking.
Oh, Callum's taking off his shirt. He's taking off his shirt.
God, I can't watch any more of this.
Everyone, focus, please. My entire future is on the line here.
All right. We get the point. I took one for the team and fast-forwarded all the way to make sure it's the full thing. It's the original video.
Oh, so what now? Blackmail saga's officially over, no? So should we do shots? Easton, you could drink a shot of liquid death.
We tell Brooke that we have the original video. She'll know the war is over. She lost.
You think it'll be that easy?
She has nothing left to pin on us.
Nothing left to lose. I don't know, Reed.
I think we gotta try. Who's gonna tell Brooke?
That bitch is feral. No goes.
I'll do it.
Reed, no.
This whole thing started with me, Brooke, and that video, so that's how it should end. I'll talk to her and offer her a first-class ticket to anywhere she wants to go if she promises to never come back.
That's metal as fuck.
Yeah, dude. Go for it.
Can we get out of here? If I had known we were meeting in a freezer, I would have worn Canada Goose, not Versace.
All right. Good work, Justice League.
Sav, do you have a sec?
Yeah, good idea. We should talk.
That's gonna be weird. I'm gonna try to eavesdrop.
Bye. Isaac, who told you about the video?
I did. I knew we were at a dead end. I knew he worked in tech, so...
You two worked together?
For you, Ella? Yeah, anything.
Thank you. Thank you both?
It was mainly Isaac. He knows how to get back deleted files. It's some real hacker shit.
No, man. You had some great insights.
Thanks. That's cool of you to say, bro.
Isaac, can I talk to you alone?
Yeah. Yep. I'll just go. Go.
What's wrong? This is a good thing, right? Now you can leave this whole mess behind.
I didn't want you to get involved in all this.
Reed came to me for help because he knew you wouldn't. And I did help. Kind of a lot. If anything, I should be salty with you.
Why?
Why can't you let me help you?
I didn't want to involve you in literal blackmail, Isaac. My life is a disaster. I was saving you.
Not just the video. I want to be in your life. This whole time, I've been trying to prove that I can fit into your life, Ella.
I know you can. It just feels nice to have someone who I can pretend with.
Pretend? That sounds fucked up.
No, like, pretend to be normal.
You're pretending with me.
No! What? That's not what I meant. I'm so grateful that you helped with the video, but I feel weird about it. I think maybe you overstepped some boundaries.
I guess I don't understand. After all this time, why you still don't want me to see all of you?
What are you talking about? Of course you've seen all of me. Just not the bad parts.
Oh my God, Ella. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Now I hear it. I know I'm not letting you in. And I can. I will.
Will you?
Yes, I want to.
I need you to choose.
I know. I'm going to.
Tonight. I know it's hard, and I know this is bad timing, but just keep waiting. I'm leaving tomorrow. If you want me, you need to choose me.
That's totally fair. Isaac kisses me on the cheek.
Let me know before the end of the night. I'm gonna give you time to think, all right?
I hate that this is so hard.
Me too.
And he walks away. Hey, can I have a glass of champagne?
Can I see your ID?
Never mind.
Such an amateur. You gotta dig through your purse while he's making the drink, then take the drink and dip before he remembers to actually check your ID.
Easton, are you drinking?
It's a soda water, Jesus. Can you stop looking at me like I'm a puppy left on the side of the road? I OD'd one time. It's not a big deal.
It's a huge deal, Easton. You could have died.
If I was a child actor, you would be impressed that I've only OD'd once.
How was your talk with Savannah?
She told me she's gonna go to a wellness retreat in Sedona. She needs to get her head on straight.
Wow. Healthy. That is some real goop shit.
Yeah. They take her phone and everything. When she gets back, she wants to be friends. I've never been broken up with so nicely. Especially by someone so naturally mean.
Oh, I'm sorry, East.
Well, I'm a mess, and she wants a healthy future. I can't blame her for bailing on an addict.
Hey, she's not bailing on you. She just needs to take care of herself.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't even think I'm really an addict, you know? I'm way too good looking to be an addict. My skin is glowing.
You low-key look like garbage, Easton.
I mean, sure, I partied a little too hard. It happens. This is Malibu. I'm a fucking 17-year-old millionaire. What do people expect from me?
I guess that means you're not going to rehab?
Oh, ugh. I went too far one time. Come on. I'll be more careful from now on, but I don't need to be sober like some kind of priest.
I don't think priests are sober.
Proving my point. Thank you very much.
Okay, this conversation is really worrying me. You don't think you have a problem? At all?
No, I get sloppy sometimes. It's part of my charm.
What the fuck, Easton? It was not charming to see you in a fucking hospital bed. It was terrifying. Look, if you don't care about yourself, could you at least try to care about the people who love you?
All right, chill out. Jeez.
Hey, are you Ella?
Hi, yes. Do I know you? You look so familiar.
Yeah, I recognize you from Val's Insta stories. I'm Tam.
Oh, shit.
Tam? Like Val's Tam? Oh, my God, you're here. East, where's Val?
I saw her walking out on the terrace with Sav. She should be right over there.
Are you going to be okay for a sec?
I'm going to be okay for a long time. Go!
Tam, come with me.
Gotta break up. Damn, gay people are amazing.
Val, you're my favorite person in the world.
Same.
But this relationship is turning you into an anxious, passive-aggressive, text-sending, obsessive, location-tracking nightmare. I've never seen you so unhappy. And it kills me that this relationship is the reason why. I want you to be happy. Even if it's not with me.
You drove all the way from Berkeley to break up with me face to face?
I wore a suit for you.
Are we still gonna be besties?
Always.
Dance with me, mi corazón.
I'm gonna go. You're good? She's good. Oh my God, why am I tearing up? Well, that was the nicest breakup that's ever happened. Val and Tam have split up 100 times, but this seems different. Before, Val always seemed furious or frantic.
Now she looks at peace. Sev, are you leaving?
Yeah, I just saw Easton take like 3 shots at the bar, and I told Callum, and now he's gonna be so pissed at me. And
hey, this isn't your fault.
Well, normally I deal with it myself, but I can't.
Hey, it's okay. Callum's going to help him.
I can't do it anymore. Okay, I gotta go.
Come here. Come here. I love you. Get home safe, okay?
Thanks, Ella.
This ridiculous shit show of a night is finally winding down, and this party is full of broken hearts. I see Isaac watching me from across the room, and then he heads out to the terrace. I can tell by the way he looks at me that he wants me to follow him. Instead, I duck into the kitchen.
Hello?
Oh, shit. Lucy, were you asleep?
Yeah, I open tomorrow.
Fuck, I shouldn't have called. Go back to bed.
Nah, it's okay. Something wrong? You sound sad.
I don't want to hurt anyone.
Oh, hon. Why do you think you're gonna do that?
Well, Isaac told me he needs an answer by the end of the night. He's perfect. There is absolutely nothing wrong with him.
Look, you gotta do what you need to do. Be selfish.
What if I make the wrong choice?
Then you call me and we'll figure it out. Be okay. Alright, how's that fancy party of yours going?
It's fucking crazy. This whole night has been insane, but I'm gonna tell you all about it later.
You better. Just trust your gut, Ella. You know what to do. Your instincts are right.
Yeah. Okay. I can do this.
It's the kinder thing to do, you know? I mean, being honest with someone is harder for you, but nicer for them. So, you know, feel good about that. Now you all can move on.
What if the guy I choose doesn't want me anymore? After all of this.
Listen to me. If he doesn't want you, he's a fucking idiot!
Stop yelling! Stop! You're gonna wake up your whole building.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck him. Ella, you're doing the right thing. Even though it's hard.
Yeah. Thanks, Lucy.
You got a kid.
Isaac!
It's not gonna be me, is it?
You weren't supposed to hear that.
It's okay. I was your escape, you know? And we had a lot of fun. But Reed is your whole world. I can see that.
You're perfect. You're literally the perfect person.
I'm hot, right?
Super hot.
It's not me, it's you.
You're a catch. Okay, you're gonna date a fitness influencer / Fulbright scholar after me, and I'm gonna be so jealous.
Of her or of me?
Both.
I'll see you around, Ella.
Goodbye, Isaac. Even after breaking his heart, Isaac looks at me like I'm his favorite person in the world. I already know I'm going to miss his smile and the way he dances in the car. I want to keep him in my life forever, but I know it's not fair. So, I'm letting him go. As soon as I walk out of that kitchen, I know I need to find Reed.
Hello? Reed, are you in here? Excuse me. Reed, where are you? Val, have you seen Reed?
I saw him heading around the corner, and then I think he went inside.
Okay, awesome.
Are you okay?
Honestly? Yeah, I'm okay.
Sam left.
It's over. And I feel good.
Aw, come here. I am so fucking proud of you.
Me and her are way better as friends. I was real over the top these past few months. Like, who even was that girl?
We do not know her.
No, sir, we don't.
You good out here?
Yeah. Go find your boy.
I love you.
Love you, bitch.
Where the hell? Gotcha. From across the room, I lock eyes with Reed.
Hey, I talked to Brooke. She's...
It feels like I've been waiting my whole life for this kiss with Reed Royal. He wraps his arms around my waist and lifts me up so my feet leave the ground.
Ella, we still have to...
It's you. I'm choosing you. I will always, always choose you.
I'm the guy.
You're the guy.
Are you sure?
I'm so sure, Reed Royal. You're mine.
Erica, one third of the podcast, Books and Betches, a comedy book podcast where we swear, spoil, and we talk about...
Whoa. You cannot say that in this.
What do you mean? That's like our slogan. It's our gimmick.
It is, but just say we're a very funny adult book podcast. How about we just give some examples of things we talk about?
Well, there's a lot of chaos.
I'm Chris in it with me, I have.
Wobbler!
No.
We talk about books, but we're not your AP Lit class.
I definitely hit on the major points.
You absolutely did not.
She did.
You talked
just
about...
Just not in the order you thought she would.
You talked so slowly about one thing.
A lot of sidebar conversations.
Are you denying the existence of chupacabras?
You know, Erica, yes, I am.
And we don't always get the facts right.
Epilogues don't belong in books.
Call it chapter one. That's a
the
prologue.
The second I see...
That's a prologue.
Oh,
I'm talking about prologues.
You can listen to new episodes of the Books and Betches podcast every Tuesday morning, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Bye-bye.
I pushed Reed into the coat closet.
I missed you.
Oh, I was right here. Reed lifts me up and pushes me against the wall. I wrap my legs around him, pulling him closer.
You're knocking shit everywhere.
I don't care about goats. I know there's a room full of people on the other side of these walls, but I can't resist Reed anymore.
Sure you wanna?
Yes, Reed. What is that?
Jesus.
Wait, do you hear that?
Yeah.
Something's wrong. What the fuck is happening? We step out of the coat closet and the main room is completely empty. Where is everybody?
Oh, fuck. The police are talking to my dad.
Is Callum crying?
Oh, fuck.
Callum, what happened? What?
I found her on the street down there. They're saying... They're saying someone pushed her.
Who? Callum, who?
Brooke, she's... dead.
In all my wildest fantasies about taking down Brooke Davidson, I never once imagined her dead. I thought of Brooke as my ultimate enemy. And now, she's gone? The scratch on my cheek is burning like crazy. The person who pushed her was at the party tonight. They could be right here, right now. And all I can think is, whoever they are way more dangerous than Brooke ever was. Don't look down. Royals of Malibu is a production of Diversion Audio in partnership with Pod People, starring Alyssa McKay as Ella Sinclair, Chris Cafaro as Reed Royal, Nick Cafaro as Easton Royal, Armin Taylor as Callum Royal, Francesca Agramonte as Valerie Gonzalez, Hannah Montoya as Savannah Gonzalez, Burgundy Trejo Phoenix as Brooke Davidson, Edgar De Santiago as Isaac Delgado, Maura Vincent as Dinah O'Halloran, Erica Dawson as Maria Royal, Stephanie Sherry as Lucy and Margaret Sinclair, Jason E. Kelly as Private Investigator. Directed by Matt Sav. Written by Kiana Catty Blue and Lindsay Plussard. Produced by Amy Machado, Emma DeMuth, and Jacob Bronstein. Production management by Ashton Carter. Story development by Emma DeMuth and Jacob Bronstein. Editorial direction by Scott Waxman. Casting by Lindsay Plussard and Alex Vicmanis. Sound editing, sound design, and engineering by Michael Aquino, Morgan Foose, and Carter Wogan. Dialogue editing by Adam Raimonda. Theme music by Eric Zeiler. Associate producer, Shay Woditz. Consulting producers, Chris Cafaro and Nick Cafaro. Executive producers, Jacob Bronstein, Mark Francis, Rachel King, Alyssa McKay, Matt Sav, and Scott Waxman. For more information, visit diversionaudio.com.
Diversion Audio.